Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, our Green Room segment, with an interview snippet of a recent chat with Randale Kirsch, talking about Jan and Dean. We'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Beth Riley has a great tune from the Beach Boys, and Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break, and we pay tribute to Dave Busacker, a.k.a. Dave Pilgrim of Satan's Pilgrims, who passed away on March 30th. We'll also play tracks from Messer Chups covering Chris Isaak, a tune from Chris Isaak, as well as Chris's guitarist Herschel Yadovitz, Elvis Presley, The Memphians, Hawthorne, Guitar Up, Don Diego, The Tarantinos, Toro Jones, SheVerb, Ramones, and more. Let's kick it off with a track from their album Intergalactic Cowboys and Solar Wind Surfers. This is Girl Over Planet, and the tune I can relate to, but something I don't actually go by. The song is called Most People Call Me Jim. album Don't Say Cheese, The Messer Chups, and a co-cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. Hey, our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is the B-side to their first single from 1964 on Mala Records. This band was from Nashville, Tennessee, and managed by Bill Justice, best known for his instrumental hit called Raunchy. More on that and the tune later. Now, we heard Messer Chups cover Chris Isaak, so we should play Chris Isaak right now. Not only is he a huge Dick Dale fan, but also an avid surfer. From the album Mr. Lucky, this is Summer Holiday. Chris Isaak on Catching a Wave.
I was standing all alone, wondering what went wrong with a love that seemed so strong that summer holiday. That holiday, they were closing down the rides, all the people had gone inside. I stood out there and cried that summer holiday. That holiday. And I wonder, do you ever, ever, ever think of me where it used to be? And I wonder, do you ever, ever, ever miss me too? Summer holiday, we knew that holiday with you. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, on that summer holiday.
Let's go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone upon the beach. Our lips and our arms close within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim. It's a winking down and inviting us to come on in.
Come on in on a moonlight swim.
Oh, the air
keep you warm, so very warm, from your head to your feet.
Let's go on a moonlight swim.
We're in love and above, there's a crazy gold balloon that sits a-winking down and inviting us to come on in. On a moonlight swim. On a moonlight swim. On a moonlight swim.
Howdy y'all, this is Dale Watson, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley.
A heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the Memphians, led by Dale Watson, and the tune Agent Elvis. Really fun album they recorded in Memphis, Tennessee. Speaking of Elvis, we heard him before that in Moonlight Swim from the Blue Hawaii soundtrack and album celebrating 60 years this year. Up next, he heads up the Don Diego Trio and his side surf band, the Caguaros. He just put out a cool solo instrumental album called The Guitar Album Volume 1. Here's Whooper Snooper, Don Diego on Catching a Wave.
Thank you. summer stood still. Oh,
That's new from Guitar Up and Nocturne 9.2, covering Chopin from 1832. They said the first two notes were also the same first two notes from The Ventures, Slaughter on 10th Avenue. So they borrowed the feel of The Ventures, combined it with this melody, and it worked. Before that, new from Hawthorne, a great new tune called Paradise Cove. Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. Now, it's the B-side from this band's first single in 1964. The A-side is very popular with lots of cover versions. It reached number 4 on the Billboard charts and sold over 1 million copies. They were from Nashville, Tennessee, and managed by Bill Justice, who was famous for his instrumental called Raunchy. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up.
It's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys Break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys Break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one is a song written by Brian Wilson and Rick Hinn on November 6th and November 9th, 1969, during the Sunflower Sessions, but was not released until 1998, when it appeared on the band's compilation album, Endless Harmony soundtrack. During the song, Carl Wilson appears to sing a different word. He was said to have vetoed the song's inclusion in the 1993 Good Vibrations 30 Years of the Beach Boys box set due to this flub. The song was only released after his death. Let's hit the party wave with Soulful Old Man Sunshine. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
In that soulful
soulful old man sunshine.
Do, 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 do. She wakes up singing songs of happy ever after. Well, let me just tell you about my ever-loving lady. Born bright September, I can't remember.
Soulful old man sunshine.
Shines through and I see you there standing before me. Today the world is new. I feel so high, so far within you. Yeah. Morning and evening, my love is weaving a magical thread of joy that joins our hearts together. La 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 la. Oh, 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 oh
I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. A moment ago, we heard the latest from the Tarantinos and Durango Twist. I mentioned earlier about Dave Bussacker, a.k.a. Dave Pilgrim of Satan's Pilgrims, passing away on March 30th, 2021. He was a founding member of Satan's Pilgrims and described as kind of quiet, yet one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. So wanted to remember him here. From their 1997 Around the World with Satan's Pilgrims release, this is Downshiftin' on Catching a Wave.
Surfing.
Last time I took a walk in the dark to a place called Palisades Park. That's some fun to see what I could see. That's where the girls are. I took a ride on the ship to shoot. The girl I sat beside was awful cute.
That's the Ramones covering Freddie Boom Boom Cannon's classic Palisades Park. Cool, loud cover of that one. New from Toro Jones before that and Trailblazer. And now it's time to kick back and hear an artist's story in the Green Room.
Welcome to the Green Room on Catching the Wave.
The Green Room is a surf term, the moment of surfing bliss when you're in the barrel of a wave. It's also the area backstage where artists relax before and after a show. So this is a moment of interview bliss where we hear directly from an artist and some fun stories they have to tell. This week, it's Randale Kirsch. We'll hear his song, Roll the Window Down, and a fun story around all of that. Let's go there now.
The Janity thing was so much fun. There are a lot of good stories about that. Dean was always up for an adventure. And we were playing in Kitchener, Ontario one time, and we were all up late, bored, and there was a water park right next to the hotel in which we were staying. And there were some lights, you know, like shining on the water slide and all that kind of security-wise. But we decided as a group, John Cousell, me, Chris Farmer, Phil Bardwell, and Dean, to invade the water park. So we hopped the fence and started exploring. And there was one part in the water slide where the top was open and the light was shining. And, you know, I said, John, keep your butt down. You're going to make shadows. They're going to see us. And of course, he stuck his butt way up higher. We were on all fours climbing up this thing and waggled it around, you know, made a big show of it. Sure enough, the security guard came and caught us, but it ended well. He understood that we were up to not too much no good because we were all laughing our butts off. So he didn't even call the police or anything. He just asked us politely to leave.
Jan and Dean sing on one of your tunes, Roll the Window Down, and that's significant too. It was that like the last time they had sung on a song, or am I getting that correct?
It was. That was the last cut that they appeared on both singing, you know, both together.
Yeah.
I recorded them separately. I took the recording equipment over to Jan's house and then over to Dean's house and had them do their parts. And I was so grateful that they were, you know, willing to do that for me. And I thought they sounded great doing it. That was the last time that they appeared on a cut together. Unfortunately, because Jan was still writing and Dean was still singing great.
Just
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. Time to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. The song this week is the B-side from this band's first single in 1964. The A-side, GTO, is very popular with lots of cover versions. It reached number 4 on the Billboard charts, sold over 1 million copies. They were from Nashville, Tennessee, and managed by Bill Justice, who is famous for his instrumental called Raunchy. This is Ronnie and the Daytonas with Hot Rod Baby on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Lives way down in the valley. She digs movie stars. Crazy about hot rod cars. She's red hot, hot rod baby. She's my hot rod baby. She's my hot rod baby. Really drives me crazy. Crazy about Sally, baby. She's red hot, hot rod, baby.
Hey, this is Zena from SheVerb, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with the main dude, Jamming James Riley.
Thank you.
That's Herschel Yadovitz and New Narrabeen from his album Narrabeen. Now, Herschel plays guitar for Chris Isaak, who we heard earlier in the show. She Verb was before that, and Throwing Bones from their album Once Upon a Time in Bombay Beach. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Definitely love to hear your comments and requests. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.